Chapter 13, Fire Starter. The mountain of forests was scary. All five fairies felt it. They were very nervous indeed, and were all wondering what they had let themselves in for. After all, only one of them had to marry Jack Frost. The rest of them could turn back now and lead their lives as if nothing had happened. But that's not what friendship is all about. They had to keep going and retrieve the crystal wings. It wasn't long before they found a cave halfway up the side of the mountain, just where the king's official mapmaker had told them it would be. They stood at the entrance, staring into the darkness.
"Nothing for it, then. Let's go in," said Emily, bravely.
She started to march into the cave, and the others followed, slightly more reluctantly. They each lit a torch and followed the walls of the cave to a point where it split into two.
"Why are things never easy?" asked Kyle. "Which way now, Ems?"
Emily looked at the two paths. There were no clues as to which one would lead to the crystal wings and the fire-breathing dragon.
"I don't know. I guess we could split up. Why don't you take Amber and Violet to the right, and I'll take Scarlet to the left?"
Kyle, who had spent many a lazy afternoon watching DVDs, was quick to point out the flaw in the plan.
"I've watched Scooby-Doo. Splitting up always leads to disaster. I think we should stick together."
"Emily is right. It would be quicker if we split up," said Scarlet, none too convincingly. Scarlet, who was ordinarily a very confident fairy, was feeling quite vulnerable now. She had never faced a fire-breathing dragon before. After a time, they all agreed to go their separate ways. Kyle led Amber and Violet one way. Emily led Scarlet the other. Kyle, Amber, and Violet walked for quite some time, following the sound of water dripping onto the cave's floor. It was damp in the cave, and they could feel a cool breeze coming from up ahead, but little did they know that their journey would lead them to a crystal wing-free dead end. Emily and Scarlet had also walked for quite some time, but they soon heard not the dripping of water, but the snorting and snoring of what they could only assume to be a fire-breathing dragon. Quietly, they approached a large chamber within which they saw the dragon asleep on the ground, and behind it, the crystal wings. The chamber had 8 exits, including the one they now stood in. Emily pointed to the wings without saying a word, and she ushered Scarlet to follow her as they flew as quietly as they could to them. They were beside them now, and they could feel the heat of the fumes coming from the dragon's nostrils.
"We need to lift these wings without waking the dragon. So, on three."
"Okay," whispered Emily.
"Okay," whispered Scarlet.
"One.
Two."
The temperature had just got a whole lot hotter, and the fairies turned their heads to see that they were staring straight into the eyes of the dragon.
"Three?"
asked Emily, knowing full well that neither she nor Scarlet would be capable of lifting the wings now. The dragon opened its mouth, and the fairies flew as quickly as they could away from the fire. The dragon shook its head as fire started to fill the chamber. Emily, without hesitation, flew behind the dragon and held on to its head. Scarlet attached herself to the dragon's back. The dragon started flapping its wings and swishing its tail in the hope of dislodging the two fairies. Its wings were beating faster now, and the noise was quite deafening. It was in the air now and circling around the chamber. Faster and faster it went. Its wings got louder and louder, but still the fairies clung on.
"You hold on, Scarlet. I'm going to get off and grab the crystal wings."
"Okay,"
shouted Emily over the noise.
"No, it's too dangerous," replied Scarlet,
but it was too late. Emily had let go and was falling towards the crystal wings. The dragon hadn't noticed, thankfully. Emily landed beside the wings rather less gracefully than she had hoped. She picked up the wings, but to her horror, each exit route began to close over, one after another. She tried to carry the wings to the nearest exit, but their weight prevented her from making a speedy progress. She looked up and saw Scarlet still clinging on to the dragon, but the dragon had now spotted Emily and was heading towards her. Scarlet, recognizing the danger, took some fairy dust and blew it over the wings of the dragon. They stopped flapping immediately, and the dragon plunged towards the ground. It swung its neck around to look at Scarlet, and let out a breath of fire in her direction.
Scarlet jumped aside and started flapping her wings as hard as she could in order to avoid being burned. The fire, instead, scorched the tip of the dragon's tail just as the dragon thumped into the ground. The exits were still closing. Emily was still dragging the crystal wings with her when suddenly the wit didn't seem to be a problem. She looked around to see that Kyle, Amber, and Violet had each grabbed a corner of the wings. Kyle winked at Emily. "Come on, let's get out of here and get ourselves home," said Kyle. The last exit was starting to close over. "Oh no," shouted Emily. Scarlet only had a small amount of fairy dust left, but she quickly blew it in the direction of the exit. The closing over stopped, providing just enough space for the five fairies to escape and leave the dragon trapped forever.